Welcome, everybody. Last week, we spoke about interdimensionality as a continuation of that discussion we started in Moscow. And one of the more interesting aspects of that is it includes a certain kind of uncertainty. And many people have been asking me about this uncertainty. And I think that this topic is very important. Therefore, I have labeled on your player the lecture topic as interdimensional uncertainty. Now, I'm not exactly sure what that means. I am somewhat uncertain about the definition. As usual, I haven't really prepared these lectures. I don't have notes. I was given this topic yesterday afternoon, and I'm attempting to dive into it together with all of you because I understand that it's very important. I understand it's important because many people are speaking to me about it, and I also experience it. But I think the way I experience it is somewhat different from the way other people might experience it, and I'd like to discuss that. Interdimensionality, we've already talked about. Uncertainty, I think we've discussed in the past. But I'd like to again talk about uncertainty because it's a very important concept. I would say it's one of the keys to being capable of living in the now, in the present, in the moment. We can understand uncertainty by contrasting it to certainty. I think certainty is an illusion. Now let's talk about this. People usually say as sure as death, that death is certain. I don't even agree with that. I don't agree that it is certain. Because when you think about death, death is death of the body. The consciousness simply moves on to somewhere else. There are even entities who are not even aware they have died. Those who work with the departed know this very well. They know that there are individuals who are not even aware that they have died. They continue to act. They continue to relate or try to relate with the living, but think that people are cold or people are unresponsive or don't care about them because they haven't caught on to the fact that they're dead. This is not a very common, I wouldn't say, amongst all of the people who have died, I would say this is a rare occurrence, relatively speaking. It's not something that happens all the time, but it does happen. So for these people, that even the physical death or the departure of the energy of life from the body is an illusion for them because they haven't even understood it occurred. But I would rather speak from the point of view of the fact that consciousness is that which really counts in life. I mean, if you cannot feel your fingers or hands or body, essentially, for you, it doesn't exist. So a death of it would be much less significant than for one who has a conscious awareness. Put simply, death is a transferal of consciousness from one location to another. And since consciousness is that which is important. So if I were to make the assumption that certainty is somewhat of an illusion, then uncertainty is not really a problem. Because if certainty is not really certain, then uncertainty is the rule, not the exception. It's just that we feel, or rather assume, certainty. We assume that tomorrow we're going to wake up. We assume our capacities, for example, our sensory capacities. We assume a certain form of stability. So we make a lot of assumptions. We assume these things will continue because they have been so in the past. The reason why I'm speaking about it in this way is that I've had some interesting communications where people in Russia have been worried. They've been reading some information about that the oil spill in the Gulf can lead, under certain conditions, to a tectonic shift, or a shift where some of the plates which hold together the crust of the earth can shift over other plates, and that the movement of the magnetic pole, which is a scientifically confirmed fact, can speed up to such an extent that the poles can cause a shifting or even a full tilt of the axis of the earth. Now, for people who are thinking like this, everything becomes very uncertain, because even the earth you stand on is uncertain. In other words, at any moment, even the earth we stand on can shift and be lost. Or the whole planet can just flip. These are apocalyptic visions. These are apocalyptic ideas. Now, if such things were to happen, I don't think any place would be very safe to be, because we're talking about global catastrophe. Even if somebody predicted it, even if somebody very great predicted it, because it has not yet happened, it is uncertain. Because after all, many great people have predicted many things that should have happened already. Some of them, or actually a majority of these things, did not occur. We rationalize that if we believe in these people, that it will occur in the future. It has not yet occurred. Or we didn't understand it. Or, as is typical with Nostradamus' predictions, after it happens, we look back on his predictions and say, he predicted it there. In other words, we're busy trying to adjust ourselves and what we believe to predictions or prophecies and so on. Now think about the idea that we have the capacity to create. Think about the idea that we have power in our consciousness. We have so much power that we can connect interdimensionally. We can connect to other levels of existence, other levels of consciousness. And in that connection, we can make things happen that are beyond our typical capacity. Like when we stand before the deities and we make a powerful connection, things happen. Or when we visualize and connect energetically to something very powerful, we can make change in the world, or we can help somebody's health problems, or we can make a bad situation good. We have that capacity. Now, if we meditate on, if we focus on, if we put our consciousness towards disaster, catastrophe, cataclysm, if our consciousness is accepting doom, if we believe that the Mayan calendar will bring this doom at the end of 2012 or something, then we are embracing that as reality. So think about this. We are creating this reality. The more that we embrace a gloomy, doom-filled future, the more we create it. We are pushing energy towards it. Our fear creates enormous power and energy. And this creates something which is fed. That reality feeds off of that fear that we put on it. Just think about that. We are creating a monster. Just like the monsters that may have hid under our bed when we were a child or in the closet. We are creating a monster that will kill us all, and we are feeding the monster with our fear, with our expectations, with our doom. So that which is uncertain becomes certain because we are making it so. If people around the world are embracing this feeling of cataclysm, they are creating it. I am aware that there are problems. I am aware that things are not very good. But I am also aware that it's our responsibility, those of us who are aware, we who are aware have a responsibility to not embrace an uncertainty as a certainty, to not allow our fear to create a reality. People write to me and they say, I should move because I'm in danger. Sure, easier said than done. Besides the financial impossibility of it, are you sure that where I move to is better than where I am now? Can you guarantee that? Are you certain? If you are certain, how are you certain? People who write to me, many of them are living in Moscow or something like that. Moscow surrounded by fires in different directions, burning peat, and the whole place is boiling, and it's got like this toxic smoke. And this toxic smoke is 10 times worse for you, for your health, and it's making you sick. So, if we think that this place is bad and this place is safe, we are making an assumption. I say, I would rather embrace the present. And I would rather broadcast a frequency of healing, a frequency of stability, a frequency where I do not participate in the creation of disaster, but I participate in the creation of solutions. Now, I know that the universe is working here. If you look at the Gulf oil spill, it is yet another instance, like the war in Afghanistan or Iraq or whatever, where enormous amounts of money are being thrown away. money is burning up in smoke. And this is adding to the what seems to me to be pretty much a slide towards economic deterioration. As we have mentioned in the past, the only thing that selfish, greedy, exploitive people understand is economic pain. When they are hit in their pocketbook, when their finances are pinned to the wall, then they start to think perhaps something is wrong. Spirituality, morality, ethics, responsibility, sharing, concern for others, concern for the environment, concern for the planet, not important in their mind. But if such things make them money, they become concerned. So what's the way to create long-term change? Hit them in the wallet. And that's what is happening. And that is creating a transformation. Now, I don't think anyone can change this because the greed of such people is so powerful. It's polluting everything in this world. But we do not have to take economic catastrophe and assume that this economic catastrophe is going to lead to catastrophes in all other ways. Anyway, what will happen, and our business as aware people is to hold on to each other all around the world as a global network of energy workers who are dedicated to holding together the fiber and matrix of this Earth planet, to not be overwhelmed by fear, to not be concerned about it, to only be concerned about holding together the energetic matrix. Now, when I speak about interdimensional uncertainty, it means there's no guarantee for anything. There's no guarantee that if we do this, it will work. There's no guarantee that any good future may come. There's no guarantee of safety. There's no guarantee of security. But that does not mean that we should give up our responsibility. Living in the moment, living in the present, and being connected to others around the world energetically allows us to continue this energetic connection between the dimensions as this matrix that has been descending onto the Earth planet makes its connection. We've been talking about this for years now. But one of the symptoms of when this matrix is nearing the connection, when it is very close to making the connection, one of the symptoms is that this energy, this vibration, this frequency from this interdimensional joining, union, is very contradictory to exploitation, to selfishness, to greed. So it creates this shaking in the earth. It creates this vibration of combating, of distortion, of where incompatible frequencies meet. So if we connect to the fearful, cataclysmic, apocalyptic visions, we are losing our connection to that matrix. And we are assisting the quote-unquote other side. In other words, we are part of the problem now. We're not part of the solution. Our responsibility as aware people is to connect to that matrix of transformation, positive, energetic, vibrational transformation that is that interdimensional net which is drawing closer and closer to the Earth planet. And our consciousness should be focused on that, holding on to the net and drawing it down, holding it down, because these forces of fear want to blow it off, blow it apart, and we are holding the net to keep it from happening. So those who run away screaming in fear are assisting it to be blown apart. Don't doubt this. Of course, I think that everybody who just heard these statements, they believe it because I get that feedback. Can you imagine how important it is to do this? Just imagine how important this is. It is fantastically important. It is probably the most important thing we can ever do. It is actually our mission. If you want a mission, here it is. When you deal with the present, when you deal with the moment, you thrive on uncertainty. You eat it, drink it, feel it at every moment. Because it is what makes the moment the moment. If you insist on certainty, you are insisting on a future. You are looking to a future. And when you are looking to a future, living in a future where things don't change or things are certain, you are not living in the present. So certainty and the existential awareness of now are not compatible. I will leave you to that thought just for a moment, and I'll be right back. At this time, nobody is certain of anything. Every single person I know is experiencing confusion, a feeling that things are not working out, a doubt, feeling some kind of uncertainty. Everyone I know. It's a time like that. It's a time where things are, not exactly clear. Now, for people who are into making money, and who are making money, life is good. For people who are not making money and who are into making money, life is not good. But for everybody else whose life is not dictated to by money, there is this feeling that something is wrong and we don't know what to do. Or we see things as being too uncertain. Now, my solution is not to bank on certainty, not to be married to a future, to live within the moment, moment by moment, accepting what is, accepting the reality that is, by allowing yourself to see it for what it is, instead of creating some kind of illusion about what it is based on our desire for it to be some way. That's a very, very important idea, to be aware of what is and accept it. Because if you can do that, then you will be in the moment. You will have the capacity to expand your sensitivity, awareness, your perception of what is now, and you will actually see this matrix hovering above, and you'll be able to grab onto it and hold it down to keep this Earth planet together. And when you are connected to it, you will be supported by it. Because as you hold it, you are also supported by it. That's not just an analogy. Because this energy is an energy of maintenance, is an energy of progressive evolution, of positive transformation. Even if something happens which seems to be negative, it will ultimately, sooner or later, and remember, when we're talking interdimensionally, there's no time limitation that is relevant. It will, sooner or later, bring us to a positive situation. We have to be ready to embrace that. And the only way to do that is to allow it. If we are fixed in some kind of need for certainty, what we are saying is, my future will be like this. I will be like this. I will live like this. But we are not sure that the parameters, the methodology by which things occur, will have a potential like this available to us. Another opportunity may be there, far beyond our expectation, to bring us to where we would not have imagined ourselves to be. Because that's the nature of this matrix, to create a positive transformation, not a remix of the same old thing, a mashup of the same thing in a new way. The same thing doesn't work. I remember, and I hope nobody gets upset by this, but I think it's a very important example to give. I had started this idea of making community. So we had some meetings in Moscow with people who were interested in the concept. But it broke down when people realized they had to work together or they had to do things differently. Because ultimately, nobody wanted to do anything differently. And people have a very hard time trusting other people or having any confidence and are afraid of being exploited or afraid of losing their quality of life. And I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. I think it's definitely true. Because as long as we maintain this idea that what is now is what will become, there is no question of transformation. To allow that transformation to occur, we have to allow the entire mentality, the entire expectation and assumption framework, this framework, to fall away, to collapse, to deteriorate. Because that which ruled the past is that which is ruining the past's creation in the present. In other words, the mentality of the past is creating the situation where in the present it's falling apart. So why do we assume that building upon the mentality of the past will bring us to a better future? And therefore, there's this shift of consciousness is required. But it's not possible using any of the concepts which existed in the past. Therefore, this matrix of transformational frequency is that which will hold things together. Because it's of another dimension, a dimension of our spiritual, basic, essential energy, where our consciousness sees differently, feels differently, has shifted into something vastly superior. You can test how much you've accepted by seeing if you think in the same way as, or the same patterns, or you have the same values as previously. I don't mean ideals, what you wish to be, you idealize. In other words, very idealistically, you feel it should be so, and it should be so. Idealism, not necessarily useful. Idealism right now, very illusory. We have learned that unless it really functions, and in a win-win way, and that's not idealistic, that's very practical. Win-win is practical. That what I do, what I plan for, what I create, gives me benefit, gives you benefit. And when one expands that with that matrix, in that interdimensional understanding, when one connects to other consciousnesses in this way, one cannot tolerate pain on that level that is related to something you have created. You are incapable of creating a pain with the idea you're going to gain, because you feel instantly the pain that you have created in another when your consciousness is expanded and sensitive energetically. Only when our consciousness is expanded to the point where we are conscious that there is only one of us, only then will there be for us that positive win-win transformation. Even to get to that state, we need to practice this, live this as a discipline. Just this one point alone, you can go on for hours and hours speaking about how to live in a world where every consciousness is important. All living beings, the earth planet, the universe, those outside of this universe, those in interdimensional communication with us, with ourselves, with our family, our friends, with those who we live around, our world, this energetic connection, to make the frequencies harmonize. The frequencies harmonize when it's in a win-win situation. Win-lose makes distortion. But you all know this. Now it's a question of accepting. It is important to accept and to live in the moment, accepting what is, but never letting go of that matrix, and to feel the energy of it. This matrix is an interdimensional matrix. It includes all frequencies, all energies that share this space or who are interested in this space. It is the composite of that, created by those who have the power to do so. But unless we cooperate, it cannot be forced upon us. It is created by those who are aware. It is created by those who understand there is only one of us. They are incapable of forcing us. So we have to accept. And why wouldn't we? It is way better than what's going on now. And don't be silly and think that just because this matrix is coming close, that all these problems are there. Could you have continued living in a world ruled by selfish exploitation? Where whenever there's an economic interest involved, you go to war? Could you have lived in such a world? What if the war was over your head, affecting your family? This matrix is a solution, but we have to accept it. It's not an idea. It's a reality. And because it's an interdimensional creation, or a better word, a composite, it's a composite of all the frequencies that are helpful, that are win-win, that work, that are transformative. When we accept this composite creation, this matrix, and we hold it here upon the earth, we will become surcharged with that win-win frequency. That is really something that everybody can find a place in. Now, it may not be the place they think they belong in. They may think they belong in the place where they exploit everybody else. No, but there will be a place. So this theme is fantastically important, especially since now I have been approached by many regarding this fear and this idea to change and transform and move and run and hide. Okay, maybe you will be inspired to move. That's okay. Do it. But don't depend on it. Now, I will stop there because, well, I felt like we've come to the end of this. I mean, I can go on talking for a long time about all these themes because each one of these themes makes a whole nother theme. Like, for example, how you hold on to a matrix. I use this motion. If you're looking in the video, I got my hands above my head, clenched in a fist, and I'm holding on to some open wire net square, and I'm grabbing the wires and holding them down. Of course, it's not a metal wire. That ruined the whole image, sorry. It's a living fiber, better to say. It's a living fiber. And I'm actually holding it down. And that particular vision, if you can get that vision of seeing it, grabbing it, holding it down, you can do an incredible service for this world and for yourself. Now, we're going to take a little break, and I want to do that meditation with all of us. And unfortunately, due to a limitation in the technology we are using, I have no control over the music. The music is behind that wall over there, and how we do it. So what I'm going to do is do the meditation without the music. And I think that's better because we will be able to see clearer when our feelings, our emotions are not manipulated by musical frequency. And I think it's very important in this meditation to not have music. So we're not going to do it.